When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 43 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Regina Falangi.
This episode is sponsored by Jill Johnson. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Jill.
Okay, yeah. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Woo!
Hey.
Y'all can't see this, but how many of us are excited to be reading this book?
Both my hands are up.
Super excited.
Today we will be discussing chapter one of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. I was reading ahead to the chapter title, which is coincidentally Owl Post. So welcome to Owl's Cabin, y'all. It's welcome. Where owls go when they've been
bad.
When they're a little too nippy.
When they get nippiest of all nips.
Can we call it Owl's Cabin for the rest
of this?
I'm
down. Yes. Yeah. I'm down. When you know you can't speak, you just gotta make best of it, right?
Just roll the.
Okay, so make sure you've read that chapter if you figured out anything of what we've just said. And you're ready to dive into the pool of details before we begin. Megan has social media stuff to share.
Let's see how great she can make it this time, guys.
Is it going to be as good as the last time someone read it?
So I don't know. We stepped into your dog poop. She was real well last time.
I listened.
I really Billy Mays'd it up there.
She
just letting you know.
Genuinely did. So I'm ready.
Okay. Well, I want to start our social media announcement with reminding you guys that we have a website now.
Woo!
It is easy to remember.
Is it?
Swishflickcast.com. We have our episodes post there every week in our blog. We have all of the articles that we use posted on there. We have merchandise. We have links so that you know where to go to Patreon and how to subscribe to us on iTunes. Yes.
I will say that I love that people have been tagging us in the merch that they've purchased on Instagram.
Tag
Keep
us.
Keep doing it.
In anything. Yes. I love
That's
seeing
true.
It.
Yeah. It's so cool. Yes.
Especially if you speak another language, tag us in it because I would love to see it.
We had someone post, and there was this whole long post, and we had to get it translated on Instagram. And it
They're
was
from
just,
Russia?
It was just awesome.
I had to
and
look
I
it
loved
again.
It. So shout out to you. I don't know your name. I can look it up. So Megan, you continue and I'll do a proper shout out.
So basically everything that I'm about to say, you can also find just directly on our website. Again, swishflickcast.com. It's all there. Our social media, our merchandise, our Patreon, how to subscribe, everything. But you can find us on Facebook at Swish and Flick Podcast or on Twitter and Instagram at Swish Flick Cast. We also have a YouTube channel where all of our podcasts post along with occasional vlogs. We've been really busy lately, and I'm sorry that there have not been as many as there should be, but hopefully time will make itself
coming
available
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, and we have
not coming tomorrow. Filming.
We're filming tomorrow.
We also have footage from her baby shower and stuff.
Yeah. And I have footage of my top seven. Yeah.
I don't have a top seven. It's gonna be.
Is that you're gonna be your day?
What is wrong with the bell? Oh, there we go.
How are you, man?
It's your fingers.
Excuse me, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Why are you rude?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
Because I'm pregnant.
And then lastly, you can join us on Patreon for exclusive access to the Felix Files, which is our bi-monthly bonus episodes, a chance to be a guest on the Felix Files, a live video chat session with us monthly on Zoom, monthly giveaways, and lots more.
Also, we're going to start doing, well, we started doing like character analysis.
Yes.
So if you become a patron, specifically the Phoenix patron, if you let us know, we're going to try to do, have someone, another patron on with the Felix Files talking about like a character that they love or maybe that they hate.
Yeah.
Or dislike.
A lot of people have submitted who they want already, and I have a couple people picked out for some, but,
there's a million characters.
Keep posting. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I mean, we're even going to do character analysis on like peers. Okay. We're going to do everybody.
Sure. I was thinking Ludo. Or
Ludo Bagman is a good one. Yeah.
Are you going to call him Lubo?
No, I didn't know if I said it right when I called him Ludo.
But head on over to Patreon, which is patreon.com/swishflickcast. And you can choose your support level there. And shout out and huge thank you to all of our current patrons who are listening live with us right now.
Ooh, yeah.
So thank you and welcome to the rest of the show.
All right. So the person from Instagram.
I just want to say thanks to the patrons. That's
yes.
All.
Thank you,
patrons.
Thanks, patrons.
Yeah.
They know
you guys
they rock.
Jeez. Let's rock. Let's rock today.
What was that?
You've never seen?
No, I haven't.
What's
I think
it
at least.
Black?
School of Rock.
Yeah.
I've never seen it though.
Today he does that.
No.
Okay. Sorry. Just
continue.
Thanks to this listener.
Yeah. So I'm gonna butcher Instagram this, but then I'll spell it after. Maize_Feliz, MAIS_FELIZ.
Thank you for shouting us out on Instagram.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome.
She gave us a lot of nice compliments, so that was pretty cool.
And it's I don't know. I just really think it's awesome that she totally speaks a whole different language from us, and she even was saying
that she couldn't understand everything we were saying.
But, like, got most of it, and, like, we still were able to
bring
a smile to her face.
giggle and stuff like that. Like, that's cool.
It's amazing. Like, someone just asked us today, like, what's the craziest thing about this so far, and that's crazy in
the fact
an
that
amazing
you guys
way.
Like us.
Well, yeah. We don't even like ourselves.
You're still here after episode one.
Yeah.
So please, especially if you don't like, if English is not your first language, tag us in an Instagram post using your native language. Yeah. I think that's amazing.
Because you're going to learn some real cool American crap from the way that we speak. You'll learn how to speak an entire lettuce puns.
Hashtag not cool at all.
Hashtag millennial sayings.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay, so it is now time for the Weekly Prophet. And I have... It's weird.
Wait, what?
So this is a really weird
thing. We just got there.
Okay, exactly. Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I feel, it was announced that all of the Harry Potter movies were going to be leaving ABC Family and then joining the HBO Family. However, on June 30th now, they're leaving HBO.
Where are they going? Nowhere?
They're going to... I think it's the Sci-Fi Network.
What?
You know what? I saw this because I think I was watching The Hobbit on Sci-Fi, and they had like a trailer, and I was like, that looks like, I wasn't really paying attention. I just had it on in the background. And I'm like, that looks like Hogwarts. And then it was like a Harry Potter thing. And I was thinking, I'm like, but that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, if it's on HBO, why would it be on Sci-Fi? Cause they're like coming at whatever date. And I was very confused, and now it all makes sense.
I'm double checking.
Is it because it wasn't getting as much exposure because you have to pay for HBO?
Possibly. Well, but like,
I also believe that the Sci-Fi Network is owned by Universal.
Okay.
And NBC Universal just purchased all the rights to all of the movies.
But what does that even look like when you're drawing something up? Like, oh, we're going to be on here for 2 seconds, and that's what we're contracted for? But
this is probably what they did. They probably were like, okay, we're going to take it off ABC Family. Yeah. They probably were in talks with ABC, for a long time.
ABC's Disney.
Yes. Yeah. So they were taking it off there. They
Universal
went to,
just wanted it.
Yeah. So it doesn't...
It's not that it popular. Is. It's coming to USA Network this summer, which is... okay, hold on. Let me read
are
it.
Are all the USA channels going to be
there? So it says, yes.
Oh.
Hold on to hope when NBC's... Oh, hold on. As a consolation, fans could start streaming the films on HBO. This was whenever it left Freeform.
Sure.
And hold on to hope that NBC's Universal's channels on its sister stations, USA Network, Sci-Fi, Bravo, and NBC would air the movies. During the May 1st, 2018 airing of WWE SmackDown, a new commercial aired for Harry Potter's first arrival to the USA Network. And it's saying the magic begins this summer.
Oh, so, and what clip did they use?
They used
a Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban, clip. Harry on Buckbeak.
This is one of the most famous ones.
Yeah.
Now, the USA Network does not yet have Harry Potter listed under its movies or on its official schedule so far, but we can all breathe a sigh of relief because Hogwarts will be welcoming us back to USA Network this summer. Stay tuned for more info. This was on May 1st, so it could be listed now. I'm not sure, but it is. So I just thought that was really weird. Like, I feel like I just did a weekly profit saying that it was coming to HBO, and now it's gone already because NBC Universal bought it up and they're gonna put it out on USA Network.
They bought it up, up
so
up, bought it up, up, up,
yep.
No. It's Harry Potter.
So, for anybody who was upset about the fact that it was going to HBO because you might not have it,
I'm the regular cable.
AKA me,
you own them.
I know, but it's just nice.
We do have HBO,
we don't really,
but you know what's hilarious?
Put that out on the internet.
I'm confused.
Can I ask?
We borrow a password.
A controversial question.
A what?
A controversial question.
Because sure. Tim and I have talked about this.
Oh, geez.
Because I have access to HBO,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
This is so lazy of me. I don't know if I have all the movies anymore because you lend them to people.
Them out, yeah.
And you're never going to get them back.
I literally have five copies of each one.
I like to watch movies in my bed, and I have nothing to watch a DVD in my bed because none of my computer, I have so many computers. I don't have a TV or a computer with a CD, a DVD drive.
Disc drive.
Yeah, I don't, a disc drive. I just sound really old when I say I don't have a disc drive in my computer.
You can get an external one.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. I don't think it would work with this. It didn't work with my other computer. Anyway, okay. So I would have to watch it on the big TV in the living room. Which is fine, but I'm not going to do that because you have to get up, you have to put it in. It's so much easier to watch Netflix or whatever.
I can't.
So essentially, my question is, we had this conversation. I don't know how much you guys are into Star Wars. Tiffany and I love Star Wars, right?
I enjoy
Would
it.
Would you rather watch a Star Wars movie or Harry Potter? Because we discussed this. Because, and I'm gonna say this, we both agreed that we would rather watch Star Wars purely because... There's nothing to
compare it to.
Correct. And I love the Harry Potter movies. But now in my mind, I've watched the Harry Potter movie so much where it just goes on in the background. But now that Star Wars is coming into, I'll start watching it and just do something else and have it on in the background.
I am not as big of a Star Wars fan as you guys are, so I would have to pick Harry Potter just because, like you said, it has turned into background noise for me. And I think that I can say the same for Kate.
Harry Potter?
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Would you rather watch
I was typing a secret message for everybody, all right? Excuse me.
But I hope, can you still...
Can I still enjoy them, and actually
focus on
them?
Can you still watch them, on demand? I like that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we had access to HBO.
No,
Go.
Not on HBO. On
Sci-Fi
the new
probably has it on demand.
Oh, probably. I would think that because lots of TV channels have apps or something on Roku or Amazon Fire or whatever.
The only reason I say that is because that's another reason why, I have all of the minus Episode One. I have all the Star Wars movies I could just put it on Amazon Prime where I don't have the Harry Potter. So it's just easier also to watch that.
Yeah. And that's kind of comparable to what I said a couple days ago in the Facebook group about how I think that I like the Fantastic Beast films better than Harry Potter because
I get that.
Because it's a new story, and there's no, it's not like a book to movie adaptation. It's all brand new. It's, you know, we have nothing to compare it to or be annoyed about or anything like that. So like, it's just a story and it's just there. And so, and that's why I think I gravitate towards Fantastic Beasts when it comes to movies.
Well, and with Fantastic Beasts also, is it, how long has it been out? Maybe like 3 years. I don't know what year it came out.
I think two.
Okay. Two, three years, right? Yeah. So we've only had it that long. So we have not been able to watch as much as we watched Harry Potter, but we've watched it so many times where I've only seen it a handful of times. But I do really like it because I like the characters in it.
I want to dissect the poop out of it.
With the new Felix or the new Scamander story that came out, like, because I was the one that edited it. So sorry if it's all messed up or anything.
If it's not
like a normal episode, that's because I didn't. But like, it makes me like, I want to dive so deep into that because then I started really working on my. I call it, for all those Doctor Who fans, it's my Harry Potter Timey, like, wibbly wobbly Timey Wimey
stuff.
Yeah. So like, I have I have all written out, like a bunch of stuff on a Google Doc where I have all of, I'm trying to make a timeline so it all fits in my head, like what,
like,
happens,
your theory
when.
Ideas.
Well, no, just in general, just like of the hair, like of the things, like,
and how it's going to intertwine.
Yeah. And like, who was born this to, and what happened, like big events.
I love that. That's a huge tackle.
I think that's another reason why I'm so drawn to Fantastic Beasts. And I know that this is like really off topic of Weekly Profit or anything that we're about to talk about, but just quick. I love that it's a standalone thing, but it incorporates Harry Potter. So like, it's the Wizarding World, and I have nothing to compare it to, so I don't really have a reason to hate it in any way, shape, or form. But it also intertwines with like characters and timelines that I love already and know. So
there's so many things that like I kind of want to see in it that could totally, like, because we've talked about, I know this is, again, like Megan said, totally off topic. I really want to see Tom Riddle in it, like a lot. Not a lot, but I really want to, because he's going to be like, it's spanning he's the time where big. He's in Hogwarts. It's spanning the time he graduates Hogwarts the year that it's going to span the 19 years. It's going to end in 1945.
Yeah.
I could talk for hours on it. I'm so excited. There's so many things there's so much to say.
I mean,
I really want to see Dumbledore make out with a man.
I'm just going to say this. No. Jude Law and Johnny Depp. Yumbledore.
Yeah, Yumbledore. But Johnny Depp is not hot in this movie.
No, but you know what? I'll ignore him and just look at Jude Law.
I'm just going to paste us. Look at Yumbledore. Him in Secret Window.
I'm just, honestly, Jack Sparrow, man.
Jack Sparrow's pretty good.
But
I think that with all our speculation, I think it's not a far-fetched idea.
No,
that completely. We're going to see. Not what you said. Maybe later. But Tom Riddle.
Yeah. This is a whole nother episode that we can talk about.
She ties it in so well. So
I'm just so excited. It's going to happen. Yeah.
But like I said before, I don't know.
Should we get back to Prisoner of Azkaban?
This all came from HBO.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
It's okay. Okay. To wrap up Weekly Profit, I cannot believe.
Is that what we were doing? Congratulations to those of you who have regular cable.
I can't believe it's already leaving HBO, but thankfully it's coming to USA Network. Whoop, whoop, NBC Universal. Love ya just as much as Disney. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, you're all great. y'all wonderful.
You're great.
How about the
recap?
Real short this week.
Yeah.
Last time. Go ahead, what?
No, you go, and then I'll say my piece.
Last episode, we had our book to movie discussion. That was pretty much it. It was a good time.
And I wasn't here. Yeah. But that's okay. I listened to it.
I just wanted to talk about, because we were talking pre us actually starting recording, about how we feel about this book.
Yes, go for it.
Oh,
I'm in love with it.
Really, really quick, I just want to tell everybody as well that my mom is doing a lot better. And thank you all for all of your well wishes and cards, hand-drawn cards, which were gorgeous. And my mom loved them. And I'm making her record a thank you video tomorrow. And I'm going to post it on the Facebook page for everybody. Huge thank you to everybody, because it was
amazing.
Overwhelming and awesome.
The outpour
And she
of,
really is doing a lot better.
The outpour of love and support was honestly mind-blowing. And it was really good. It was really cool.
I just want to say this as someone that I absorb a lot of content from the internet. Like, I watch YouTubers, I watch all this stuff, and people always talk about their listeners. And I just want to tell all of them, you better be jealous, because the people that are in our group, and like, you guys are literally amazing. Like, it shocks me.
Yeah.
First of all, that you like us, but like that you're so willing. Cause I just like, people were like messaging us being like, how can we do something? Like, we want to help. And it was not even like, you know, when you're in that situation, like, there's not a lot you can do. There's a lot of things that you don't have control over. So just sending someone a message saying, like, you know what, we're here for you if you need anything. Like, that's so amazing.
Yeah.
So even, like, because Tiffany and I are not, like, it wasn't our mom. It wasn't our mother-in-law. So, like, but we love her anyways, because I've been in her life, I don't know, however long Megan and I have been friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so.
And my mom loves both of them.
Yeah. So it's just, there's no words to say, like, how amazing you guys are. Yeah. So, you know, it sucks to suck for everybody else, because we have the best fans. We have the best listeners. Like, there's people, like, we are a family, and it's just, y'all are great.
Think about those other groups. They get kind of mean and snarky with each other. We've only had to field a few things.
If that, you know what I mean? It's, you know, so far and few between. Like, everybody's great.
Everybody is great. Like, there's so many, continue doing that.
Like, you can disagree about something and, like, move on from it. Right. Like, and when someone's having an issue, like, we band together, and that's truly what a family is. So you guys are just...
I'm going to bring it back.
Amazing.
We are family. I got all my Swishers in me.
Yeah. It's just
But my
amazing.
Mom says thank you.
Yeah.
And I'll make her say it on the Facebook page. But she has said, she's like, these are your listeners?
It's like mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. And she, she's just like, why are they sending me cards? And I'm like, because they care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, and then all of a sudden she was like, wow, what happened to me really was that big of a deal, wasn't it? And I'm like, it really was. Yeah. I mean,
well, and it just shows.
I don't want to get all like downtrodden and like sad or whatever, but.
Well, if you start crying, I'm going to start crying.
Whenever your mom looks at you and is like, am I going to die? It's a little overwhelming, so there's not a whole lot. That
I can't look at you.
It's everything's okay. Everything's okay.
Yeah,
but it's just
and you just have to be the positive one, and like, you guys helped me be that positive force for her, because she did ask me that whenever she was going into into the life flight helicopter, and it was really overwhelming. So.
Sarah just threw tissues across the
tissues
room.
Tissues for issues, guys.
Yeah, so.
It's a testament to how they feel about you, too.
Yeah, and so. Then, like, as soon as all this stuff came pouring into, like, our box at the UPS store, and I was giving it to her, she's just like, I can't believe that, like, your listeners not only care about, like, you enough, but, like, care about you enough to send me things.
Well, they reached out to us secretly, to Sarah and I secretly, to see what they could do. And, we said, do whatever you can, whatever you want, whatever you feel like you want to do. And
well, it was amazing.
They did it.
Like, there's no words to say how freaking awesome y'all are. Mm-hmm. Like,
Especially with Bear Cub, too.
Yeah, it's just shocking. Yeah, like
the baby Swisher is also called Bear Cub, for those of you who don't know. we all feel like if you think that for a second it goes unnoticed, nothing does.
No.
Like, it doesn't slip past us.
We're so grateful for anybody, even just sending us like a message on Facebook being like, you guys like are a joy in our lives or whatever. Like, we love listening to you. We freaking love it.
Yep. Okay.
Wait, are we going to talk about this book? Are we going to the summary?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I don't even know what I was saying before.
You were emotional.
No, it just got me. Like, I really...
She's in her
so
feels.
So we started this reread almost a year ago. Or it was a year ago. It was after Megan's birthday.
Yeah, we've been doing it, yeah.
So this is pre-podcast. I read the first two, and I had started reading Prisoner, but I didn't finish, because then we ended up doing... Like, we decided to read... Or to start the podcast, that's why it was. So I read the first two for us, our reread dinner extravaganza party in June. Then we decided to do the podcast, so I didn't read the third book. So I haven't read it in years, and I almost finished it. It's so emotional. Like, reading it as an adult, I was like, oh my God, I was crying.
And this book is just mind-blowingly better than the movie. And, like, I never like to compare the two, but, like, whenever, you know, because I hadn't... I hadn't done a reread in a long time mm-hmm. until we had decided to do this. I had just been so saturated with the movies mm-hmm. and reading this book again, I was just like, hold on, I forgot that happened. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, they totally left this entire Quidditch match out. Mm-hmm. Like, big pieces are missing. So I'm really excited to like delve into that and talk about it.
I'm the same way. I was so I almost am done. I
have the like second Quidditch match, totally forgot it happened.
I think I have
I'm not there yet.
Sorry. I think I have three chapters left. And I'm so saturated with the movie that like and I haven't reread them because I'm not great at rereading books because I'm like, oh, I already read this.
Get distracted.
I tend to skip things. Yeah. And so I'm reading it going, I can't believe I forgot this. I forgot this. I forgot this. It's different in the movie. And it's Prisoner of Azkaban is one of my favorite movies. But this reread, I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, they left so much out. So I can totally understand people that are like, they left a lot out. Yeah, they did. Like, they changed things. Like, it was a good
Steph Renna pointed out as well. Crookshanks is the unsung hero of Prisoner of Azkaban. Yeah.
And it makes me so like, I've read some fan fictions where like, Crookshanks is an animagus and all this stuff and mm-hmm. now rereading I'm like no but like is he though like wouldn't be shocking
guys who's Crookshanks I'm only on the first chapter
you'll find out
don't worry. You're only on the first chapter
it's okay Katie
you should be on the first four
you should be on the fourth chapter
guys
well the fifth
Karen Katie. Not to ruin things
no we said way in the beginning of this there's gonna be spoilers
okay so you're gonna meet a really awesome teacher this book he's amazing spoiler alert.
And he's really hot
he dies
Sarah poor one
I'll
finish my wine for him
that's awesome
and then literally like every cool character in this book dies
yep
yeah
all right pretty much shall we get to it then
oh yeah
yes
summary
all right here we go again Harry's trying to be sneaky while doing his homework so the Dursleys won't find out he realizes when he is done that it's his birthday
What?
He reminisces on his past 2 years at school and how he has never received a birthday card. What a sad little life he leads. Three owls arrive with presents and cards from Ron, Hermione, and Hagrid, and his official Hogwarts letter. Along with the letter, he has a permission slip that needs to be signed, but Harry thinks that that's unlikely. He goes to bed happy for once that it is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right.
This is a common theme, too. We start out on his birthday a lot, don't we?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do. Because we've got to recap everything.
It's a significant day. Like, it's a day of, like, you start a new year of your life.
It's the birth of Swish and Flick.
Hey. Yeah, it is.
Technically, yes, but technically not. The birth of Swish and Flick actually happened with the birth of the book, June 20th.
True. I guess the release of our first episode.
Yeah.
Publicly born.
People could listen.
We hatched the thought.
It's like whenever Kate gave birth to the baby.
I thought you were talking about me. I was like, I didn't give birth to anything.
Princess Kate gives birth to the baby.
She's a duchess.
And then you wait for her to announce the name. You know what I mean? So like we gave birth to the podcast and then we announced it to the world.
We call that a stretch.
It was also a pretty easy birth since there was four ladies. We all shared the pain.
I don't know what's going on.
We don't know either. Just go into your little section.
Let us continue.
Romaine.
No.
Pong,
no.
Let us begin.
Okay. Well, spinach. Oh, okay. I don't have good lettuce. Stuff.
Arugula. Let's go.
All right. As we all should know by now, Harry Potter is a very unusual boy.
A little bit.
He hates summer. He wants to do his homework. And he's forced to do it in secret. And oh, by the way, he's a wizard. No big deal.
Hold on. Wizards are real?
Yeah.
Also, when you said he hates summer, I was like, well, why wouldn't anyone? And I was like, oh, wait, yep.
Because he's not at Hogwarts.
Unusual, yeah, you know.
Dursleys, who wouldn't hate summer?
That's true. Ugh.
I'm just saying.
I, for a fact, love summer, though. Okay. Harry has been doing his homework under his covers by flashlight.
Well, do they say flashlight or do they say torch?
What?
I think that they
if
say
If you had a torch,
why would you light your bed on fire?
In the UK, they call flashlights torches.
Yes. Excuse me. Listen, I'm reading the US version. Don't throw those words in there.
I'm like, why would he do it by torch?
Well, I'm thinking, why are you lighting your bed on fire? This bed is on fire. By flashlight, not Lumos. So that's the first movieism we've got to call out.
Makes me so angry that in the second one where she's like, Oculus Reparo.
But I have an answer to the second one.
Mine says a torch.
She's surrounded by magic, so they wouldn't catch her doing it anyway.
But would Hermione break the rules?
Technically, Ron could do magic at home if he wanted, but his parents aren't going to let him.
Yeah, but I think he would still get in trouble because there's no underage magic. Like, I think they would still be like...
JK claims that they wouldn't really know, but the parents enforce it.
Ain't no parents here.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So he's been reading his History of Magic book by Bathilda Bagshot.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
Hello, Bathilda. You die later and get taken over by Nagini.
A BB. We gonna see you later.
Some really gross magic that we're gonna have to die. All right. So he has been writing an essay on witch burning in the 14th century. And why it was pointless. And he's using an eagle feather quill, and I like that.
Isn't that the one that Hermione got him for Christmas in Chamber of Secrets?
Possible. Ooh.
Go Ravenclaws.
What?
Oh. Eagle feather.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to read a little excerpt from the book.
Did you?
From the book within the book.
Oh, awesome.
I'm not going to podcast with that. Y'all anymore if you keep doing this kind of stuff.
I'm not doing anything.
What's a podcast?
Non-magic people, more commonly known as muggles, were particularly afraid of magic in medieval times, but not very good at recognizing it. On the rare occasion that they did catch a real witch or wizard, burning had no effect whatsoever. The witch or wizard would perform a basic flame-freezing charm and then pretend to shriek with pain while enjoying a gentle tickling sensation. Indeed...
That was the smoke.
Smoke inhalation.
Gwendolyn the Weird enjoyed being burned so much that she allowed herself to be caught no less than 47 times in various disguises.
That's hilarious.
That really makes me laugh.
Yeah.
So.
# Americans are not so smart. They just keep catching this girl.
She looks different.
She has various disguises.
I know.
At least they were actually catching a real witch, because it says that they weren't very good at it.
Yeah, that is
a fair point.
She probably liked it so much she was like purposely doing magic in front of people and being like, "Oops, he caught me."
We should do a Felix Files that has not that it doesn't have anything to do with Harry Potter, but like legitimately
magic
historical like
Salem
witch trials. Because it's fascinating, like the things that they're like, oh, she scratched her nose. She's a witch. Like,
we should go to Salem.
My parents did. Yeah. They loved it.
I want to go.
I like all that historical stuff.
Yeah.
I want to go to Salem so I can see the Hocus Pocus house.
Oh my gosh.
Is it there?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Harry Potter.
Thackeray Binks.
So he's carefully using the ink so it doesn't get on his sheets because he said that Petunia would basically like lose her mind. And I just thought that was funny because they make him do so much. I wonder why they don't make him do his own laundry.
True.
Yeah, really?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't see her going in there stripping the bed and being like...
Makes him strip the bed and like bring it all downstairs, but maybe. She just throws it in the washer.
That reminds me of my grandma so much. I just had like a vision of me... I lived at her house for a little bit in high school because we moved and we didn't have a house yet. Woof. My grandma would be like, just take the sheets and then just throw them down the stairs.
Sorry. I love her sheets.
Oh, I love my grandma.
I love her too. So, if he was caught, he would be probably spending the rest of his summer in his cupboard. And that's a little excessive.
I like how he says his cupboard still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is.
Well, I
his,
mean, I
right?
don't like it, but I do. Yeah, I guess his stuff is his still locked in there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go into a recap. That's of the recaps. Lovely Dursley family. They live at number
so
4, Privet Drive, a family of 3.
There you go.
Harry's only living relatives. They're muggles, and they have a, quote, medieval attitude toward magic.
It's because they're
evil. That spot freaking on.
Yeah, like, yeah. Think of it. Paints a picture.
Are they from Salem?
Medieval attitude.
But even in Europe, like the medieval ages and stuff, like the stuff they would do. Crazy.
Yeah.
Grab your torch and pitchforks.
Into a newt.
Flashlights and pitchforks?
I got better.
Torches.
I know.
Oh.
They're forever going to be torches now in my home. Grab that torch. Marty's going to be like, what?
It does say that in my book.
And the Dursleys also never mention Harry's parents. So I just want to read a little bit from the chapter about...
Before you read,
the people
that I was just had this moment of thought, like the foreshadowing of they never mentioned his parents and how much you learn specifically about his dad in this book. You know, foreshadowing is an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he even gets to hear his parents' voice.
Mm-hmm.
Sad tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Vernon and Petunia, what they up to?
So, what you got there, girls?
I got nothing.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, it's in between your legs.
It's not. I don't have anything.
She's not packing any heat.
Airheads.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, can we describe what we're talking about?
I'll share.
I made her give me a white one so that it could be a watermelon.
I have air on my head, but don't call me an airhead.
I can't with you. All right. Here we go. Eat your airheads, turds.
Oh, I am.
For years, Aunt Petunia and Uncle Vernon had hoped that if they'd kept Harry as downtrodden as possible, they would be able to squash the magic out of him. To their fury, they had been unsuccessful. These days, they lived in terror of anyone finding out that Harry had spent most of the last 2 years at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. The most they could do, however, was to lock away Harry's spellbooks, wand, cauldron, and broomstick at the start of the summer break and forbid him to talk to the neighbors. Sorry, Mrs. Fig. Nothing for you. So Harry hasn't been able to use his textbooks for his homework, and he's been assigned a lot of it for over the holiday, and one especially nasty essay from his favorite Professor Snape. You know?
Isn't Snape the best?
He's great. So, and it's about shrinking potions, and if he didn't finish it, he thinks that he would get detention for about a month. And I said, that's a pretty hefty fine. Is that like every day for a month, or is that like Fridays? What are we talking here?
This is Snape, so probably like every
day. Then you gotta spend every day with Harry Potter, you know?
He'd probably assign him with someone else. He'd be like,
I bet. It's every night that Gryffindor team has Quidditch practice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's true. Harry manages to sneak some of his books out of the cupboard from under the stairs by picking the lock. Way to go. While the Dursleys were out in the front garden admiring it. Turds. And he grabbed... Sorry, I like my own commentary. He grabbed some and hid them in his room under the floorboard located under his bed, just like a magical Lane Kim.
Who that?
Gilmore Girls.
Oh, sorry. Gosh.
Wait, what did you say?
I've never seen it.
What?
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Lane always hides all her CDs and her makeup and her crazy clothes that her mom doesn't approve of.
Yeah.
A lot of Gilmore Girl fans on our page, though.
Hopefully there's some Friends fans from
There are.
I know there is, because Regina Phalange is from Friends.
Yes.
Okay, I was wondering.
You didn't know who Regina
Phalange? Nope.
No.
Oh, yeah, you guys.
Sorry, that was a loud laugh.
All right, it's green.
All righty, so
green.
1 week into the school year, Ron tries to call Harry.
I love this.
At his aunt and uncle's house.
Why was this not in the movie?
Honest to God.
Really, like, if you want to make Ron funny, here you go. It's spelled out for you.
Literally just handed to you.
Or do a deleted scene of him screaming into a
phone.
Yes.
So I wanted to read this from the chapter because, like, you can't wait.
I got it.
Where am I?
Here.
Oh, I found it. Okay.
Who are you, Tiffany?
So,
I'm just kidding.
Most unluckily, it had been Uncle Vernon who'd answered the call. Vernon Dursley speaking. Harry, who happened to be in the room at the time, froze as he heard Ron's voice answer. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? I want to talk to Harry Potter.
Can you do this in an English accent, please? I need to be in the scene.
No, you're going to butcher
Ron it. Ron was yelling so loudly that Uncle Vernon jumped and held the receiver a foot away from his ear, staring at it with an expression of mingled fury and alarm. Who is this? He roared in the direction of the mouthpiece. Who are you?
Aw.
Ron Weasley.
Ron Weasley.
Ron bellowed back as though he and Uncle Vernon were speaking from opposite ends of a football field. I am a friend of Harry's from school.
Harry.
Uncle Vernon's small eyes swiveled round to Harry, who was rooted to the spot. There is no Harry Potter here, he roared, now holding the receiver at arm's length as though frightened it might explode. I don't know what school you're talking about. Never contact me again. Don't you come near my family. And he threw the receiver back onto the telephone as if dropping a poisonous spider.
I'm really glad I didn't give myself that part.
He then ended up screaming at Harry afterwards. How dare you give this number to people like you? Uncle Vernon had roared, spraying Harry with spit. So.
That was very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Harry does also note that it was rather unfortunate that Hermione didn't try to call, because she would know, A, how to use a telephone, and B, she probably would have had the sense not to say she went to school with Harry. Though I'm not really sure that I would have thought not to say that.
What are you going to say?
Yeah.
I'm calling about a bill that's overdue.
I probably just am like, can I talk to Harry?
Yeah, but like, he's going to be like, why? Who are you? What? What do you want?
I don't know.
No.
I was given this number.
Unless Harry's answering the phone, I don't think he would have been able to talk to anybody no matter what.
I guess. But like, I would think that like, hey, I'm a friend of Harry's. Well, he obviously went to school before he went to Hogwarts.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't know
he didn't have any friends because of Dudley. And I'm sure like, Dudley
they
made
don't,
that.
Like, he you know, like, Diddy you know Kins. He has no friends or everything. But I would just lie.
Diddykins was probably.
But like, I don't know, like, what Hermione would have come up with to say.
She's the cleverest witch of their age, isn't she?
I know, but.
She would have come up with something that none of us would ever think of. Mm.
Maybe she would have been like, I'm calling about an overdue library book.
He does not read.
So because of that phone call, he had literally had no word from his friends for 5 weeks.
Sad tweet.
The Dursleys here as well should have been arrested for animal abuse because they wouldn't let Harry let Hedwig out until she started making so much noise that finally Vernon was like, fine, you can let her out at night. But then she just kind of disappeared. She like just didn't come back. And Harry was a little bit worried.
Down some mice, man.
True that.
Al's got
it. But Harry was worried because it had been a really long time since she'd been home.
What? You know what would have been great if Hedwig ate
Scabbers.
Yes.
There are so many times. That would have been. I write in my book that I read my paperback book. And there's so many times I'm
don't
like, too
use
bad.
A curse.
I'm like, too bad he didn't, like, you know, break his neck at one point or like just let the.
Too bad we didn't accidentally sit on him.
Too bad he didn't just die. Think of how different our lives would be in the lives of Harry Potter.
Oh, the tangled webs we weave.
If Scabbers had just been dead before he was
but
allowed
he
to
eat. He couldn't get these, though.
But here's the thing. Ugh. I mean, that just it would have changed everything. You know?
I know. So, like, as much as, like, you want it and to then, change, like, you want something to happen where, like, Sirius was the secret keeper. Like, right. It would have changed everything, but the whole, like,
Sirius
this would not be
might
a story.
Have gotten killed by Voldemort had he been the secret keeper. And
the story would not be told. So, like, right. As much as it annoys us, you can't have one without the other.
Would you say that all these things happen for the greater good?
Probably.
I wouldn't say for the greater good, but I think everything happens for a reason and in its season.
For the greater
I will
good.
Say as well, though, like, you know, while reading this book again, there's parts where I'm just like, God, just kill the rat.
It's I know. It's so infuriating.
But then you know, you think back and you're like, well, that was really Sirius's only alibi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? So well, like if yeah. he had gotten
yeah, he
killed,
went away.
So it's on his only alibi, and you wouldn't get the rest of the story. Like each
right.
piece is there for a reason. So as much as like I can't stand it.
And Pettigrew becomes important in the war on Voldemort's yeah. side later on.
Yeah. Like you need all of it.
As much as we hate him. Yeah. So Harry has to do his homework super late at night, as Tiffany mentioned. So he's working on his Wendelin the Weird
essay?
Yep. And then he looks and he's because he's like getting tired and then he's like, oh, my gosh, it's 1 a.m. And then he's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't even know that I've been 13 for an hour.
Oh,
I'm about to fire.
You know what? You have a bell over there. Thank you.
I feel like we may have talked about Wendelin the Weird before a little bit more in depth in a previous like
did we?
Episode.
Did we?
It sounds familiar.
But just to recap, I pulled up Wendelin the
just
Weird's Wikia. recap.
Thank you.
Yes.
She was a witch who lived in the Middle Ages. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah. Well, Tiffany already said this. She allowed herself to get caught. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, she
You're
did.
Welcome.
Yep.
All right. Apparently, all right. She had red hair.
Apparently.
My dog is snoring.
He's so cute.
He's so cute.
Don't wing him.
So, yes, that was his essay for History of Magic. Harry, and then I wanted to read from the chapter about Harry's little recap.
Do you have it pulled up, or is your name T-Roy?
So, Harry, though still rather small and skinny for his age, I just have to say, I love how she does this literally, like every at the beginning of every book,
time.
Had grown a few inches over the last year. His jet black hair, however, was just as it always had been, stubbornly untidy, whatever he did to it. The eyes behind his glasses were bright green, and on his forehead, clearly visible through his hair, was a thin scar shaped like a bolt of lightning. Of all the unusual things about Harry, this scar was the most extraordinary of all.
It was so extra.
It was not, as the Dursleys had pretended for 10 years, a souvenir of the car crash that had killed Harry's parents, because Lily and James Potter had not died in a car crash. Mm. They had been murdered. Murdered by the most feared dark wizard for 100 years, Lord Voldemort.
I don't think that's correct.
100 years.
That's what it says.
When I read that, I thought that too.
I'm just thinking of Grindy.
It's not, yeah.
Cool.
New abbreviation, Grindy.
It says that
they had been murdered by the most feared dark wizard for 100 years, Lord Voldemort.
Yeah, but like, was Voldemort more feared than
Grindelwald? I don't know, timeliner. Let's do it.
I feel like he was.
Well, Grindelwald was bigger. Like, so the Fantastic Beasts movie, the first one came out in 1926 is when the first. That's the time. That's when it takes place.
Okay.
The second one, I believe,
is 1927.
Correct.
So he's feared, but he's feared in the first one. Correct.
Yeah.
Grindelwald for sure. Like, yeah. not. I think he's worrisome. Like, the vibe I got was like, oh, he's kind of meddling in some dark things. He likes some dark things.
He likes those dark.
But
still, that's not 100 years.
I think
years.
That Voldemort did more. But again, we haven't seen Grindelwald's whole thing. So
I just agree that Voldemort must be much worse than Grindelwald.
He bad.
He baddie. So Harry had escaped from the same attack with nothing more than a scar on his forehead, where Voldemort's curse, instead of killing him, had rebounded upon its originator. Barely alive, Voldemort had fled, but Harry had come face to face with him at Hogwarts. Remembering their last meeting as he stood at the dark window, Harry had to admit he was lucky even to have reached his 13th birthday. So
that's deep for a poor 13-year-old.
I know. So again, he's just thinking now, after thinking about how lucky he is to be 13, about how long it's been since Hagrid has been gone, and wondering if any mail would come for his birthday. And then he sees something large coming closer, silhouetted against the moon, and it's three owls.
Yes.
Errol, Hedwig, and a handsome tawny owl with his Hogwarts letter.
A dapper owl?
A dapper owl.
Super dapper.
I wonder if he has a monocle.
Oh my god.
He's full on Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut the Owl. That's what I would name it.
All right.
So Harry gets birthday presents. His first ever birthday presents. So his first package that he opens is from Ron. Go ahead.
Is it his first birthday present?
I think so.
I know he doesn't get his mail from Dobby.
Yeah.
But nobody got him a birthday present year two?
That was year two.
I know, but like he eventually got all his letters, but no one sent him packages.
I don't know.
If they all send him food and Dobby's like, ah,
possibly
wearing those sweaters.
I like to think that year one, his Hogwarts letter was a little bit of a belated gift to him.
Wow.
So the first present is wrapped in gold.
Oh, thank you.
Double.
And inside was his first ever birthday card. And it says, fingers trembling slightly, he opened the envelope.
So cute.
So two pieces of paper fell out, a letter and a newspaper clipping. So in the newspaper, it says, Ministry of Magic employee scoops grand prize. Mr. Weasley won the annual Daily Profit Grand Prize Galleon Draw! Quote, we will be spending the gold on a summer holiday in Egypt where our eldest son, Bill, works as a curse breaker for Gringotts Wizarding Bank. Yes.
Whoa.
Hashtag Hogwarts mystery.
I know!
Hashtag crazy. I don't play that game.
Spoiler.
I was going to... I was gonna say, if you, I went to go push my glasses up that
you
aren't on my
face.
You're
not wearing it.
I do that. All
I
the
do
time.
That all the time.
If you look, I always think it's interesting if you look at in the movie the picture that they like yeah. put out there because mm-hmm. they have all the children, and so you see
Ed
and Ed.
You see
what's Ed?
Well, you see Charlie and Bill, who are well, you never see Charlie again, but Bill is not the same person. I'm like, fill in.
Tom Riddle really also changes a lot.
Yet, you know?
Yeah, Tom Riddle changes a lot. I would say at least three times. three to four.
Well, they're different versions.
Different ages.
But you could debate that Chamber of Secrets and Half-Blood Prince
should be very similar.
Should be very similar. Well, maybe that guy looked
but
too
Christian
old.
But Christian Coulson, I think,
it.
Was too old at that point.
Yeah, I agree.
But I thought that I saw like a shadow. But
yeah,
I
mean, it's nearly headless.
Yeah,
it's Peter Pan.
Peter.
So Harry couldn't think of anyone who deserved to win a large pile of gold more than the Weasleys, who were very nice and extremely poor. So I wanted to point out that I love the Weasley style of life because they could save all this money and be like, all right, we're going to stockpile this. We have five kids at Hogwarts. So they all need books. It's expensive. Yep. But they choose to spend it on a trip and make memories with their family.
Yep. Hashtag my life.
Yes.
It's important. Like,
I've always said you that.
Really, at the end of the day, you can't take it with you. So, yep. like, you need to make memories and have experiences and see things.
This is my favorite quote from one of my old coworkers from Disney who, like, is a really big traveler now. You can always make more money, but you cannot make more time.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And... you know, I always say whenever I did the college program down in Disney for the first time, Katie came down to visit me for Christmas and we spent way too much money on a hotel and like made it a vacation.
Splurged.
And I literally just finished paying it off and it was the best decision of my life.
Wow.
Like it was so worth it. Like I know that I spent way too much on it, especially with interest on my stupid credit cards, but it was so worth it. Like spending the night in Wilderness Lodge for Christmas Eve, waking up there Christmas morning with little tree and little presents. Like it was amazing. And like those types of things always to me trump.
Yeah. Well, that's what we've started doing with our family.
Yeah. Well, like my mom was like mad at me a couple years ago, 4 years ago, I want to say, I went to Europe for 2 weeks with my cousin and she's like, you need to be saving money. And I looked at her, I'm like, for what? I'm like, I'm single. I'm like, I don't have, like, I have all my bills are paid. Like, what do I need to be saving money for? Yeah. And then she like couldn't answer me. She goes, for me in my old age, I'm like, okay, stop it. I'm like, I don't have any attachments. Like, I don't have kids that I need to watch. I don't have anything where like, I can just pick up and go to Europe for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I was able to afford it, you know. Did I have to like save money for a while? Sure, but like I will never take those 2 weeks back. Like it was amazing being in Italy, and I got to see a little bit of Paris, and then I went to Ireland. Like I can't wait to do it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I don't have kids or anything.
I told everybody that I was gonna tell you all how much our trip is costing this fall, and I don't think that I won't tell anybody how much it's costing.
You don't gotta.
It's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it. I added it up the other day.
I don't want to know. Yeah. I just want to go.
Just take that. Absorb it.
It's so nice to, like, I'm a person, like, I love Cleveland. I love my house, but I love to travel. So you get to see new things. You get to experience other cultures and how other people
Weasleys
live.
And the Weasleys go to Egypt. Like, how cool is that? And, like, see,
like, it's amazing.
Wizarding Egypt.
And you get to go, like, there's something to be said, like, and I come from a family that's a little bit unusual. My family is very close. And when I say my family, like, I'm not just talking about my siblings and everything. I'm talking about my aunts, my uncles, my cousins. Like, I hang out with my cousins on a regular basis. So, like, I come from a family where we travel together. Like, we every year go on vacation together. So there's something to be said, like, with a family that can do that. Like, the Weasleys, like, all the kids get to go. Because, like, there's such an age difference between, like, Bill and Ginny. So, like, being able to spend however long they were in Egypt together is great. Like, you get to hang out with your siblings that you don't get to see because Bill lives in Egypt and Charlie lives in Romania. And to all be together again. And I'm sure Molly was, like, crying. Like, all the kids were back together. And
faux show.
Yeah. It's just nice. Families are important.
Mm-hmm. So is vacationing.
Yeah.
And memories.
Memories.
Experiences.
Thanks for the memories. Thanks for the memories. All right, so we get a quick little description of the Weasleys, as Joe likes to do little recaps.
So many recaps. Thanks, you. Oh, damn.
So he saw... I have Meg's little fingers she's on the poised. Bell, and she's waiting, so I'm just making her wait all 9 Weasleys wasings, waving furiously at him, standing in front of a large pyramid. Plump Jelly. Little Mrs. Weasley, balding. What does that say?
Bawling.
He was not crying.
Without the double consonant.
Balding Mr. Weasley, 6 sons and 1 daughter. All, though the black and white photograph didn't show it, with flaming red hair.
You missed black and white.
I'm sorry.
Do it. Right in the middle of the picture was Ron, tall and gangling with his pet rat Scabbers. This is important.
Why on his shoulder. Why is
like,
because it's importante. And his arm around his little sister Ginny. And this little picture of Ron, like, just it's hugging so Ginny, cute. Just is really cute.
I bet he's still, like, freaked out by everything in the chamber. So he's
probably
like,
it's so
like you're annoying, like, but I love you.
Yeah, let me tell you, as the youngest sibling, that totally happens. But it's so interesting, like, when reading back, when you see, because I think about this when I'm watching television shows, and they're like, oh, like previously mentioned, and they'll have things from like 3 episodes before, and it's like, well, clearly that's going to be important. So rereading it now, being like, oh, they keep mentioning Scabbers, who wasn't really mentioned I don't even know if he was mentioned at all in the second book, so it's like, he's gonna be important because
she does that
throughout the entire book.
Yeah, she does do that.
Yeah, and in hindsight, you're like oh.
How often in Goblet of Fire do they talk about Victor Crumb leading up to the Triwizard Tournament, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Side note, we are doing this live for some of our patrons, and I have to call out something that Beverly said, because you did a Beverly! Bell. You did a bell for Scabbers, and she said it's because he's yellow-bellied.
Oh! Beverly.
You, Beverly.
And that's the best.
Sunshine, daisies, buttermellow. Turn this stupid fat rat yellow.
He really is yellow-bellied. All right, so he opens up Ron's letter, and I'm going to read it. Dear Harry, happy birthday. Look, I'm really sorry. I can't do an English accent. Oh. I'm really sorry about that telephone call. I hope the muggles didn't give you a hard time. I asked Dad, and he reckons I shouldn't have shouted. It's amazing here in Egypt. Bill's taken us all around the tombs, and you wouldn't believe the curses those old Egyptian wizards put on them. Mum wouldn't let Ginny come in, the last one. There were all these mutant skeletons in there of muggles who'd broken in and grown extra heads and stuff.
Blech.
I couldn't believe it when Dad won the Daily Prophet draw. 700 galleons. Most of it's gone on this trip, but they're going to buy me a new wand for next year. We'll be back about a week before term starts, and we'll be going up to London to get my wand and our new books. Any chance of meeting you there? Don't let the muggles get you down. Try and come to London, Ron. P.S. Percy's head boy. He got the letter last week.
I just was thinking, like, when you read about the, like, Egyptian what are they called? Tombs and stuff? How, like, they are, like, they have, like,
curse.
All their, yeah, their curse and everything. So it's cool to, like, hear it in that perspective where they're like, yeah, no, like,
people they really are
and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, I like that you added that in, you know, because it kind of ties
everything together.
I love how it ties into history and stuff.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I like that.
So I was curious about these 700 galleons. So one galleon is equal to about 5 pounds. In the current exchange rate for pounds to dollars, that's about $6.69. So 700 galleons equals 3,500 pounds, which equals $4,683.10. $0.10. Not bad, Mr. Weasley. Not bad.
Do you think that they paid for the entire family minus Bill, because he's already living in Egypt?
So I would
do you
think
they paid for Charlie to go, even though he has his own driver who's like, no, I'll just meet you there?
Do you think the transportation was free? Could they just like apprehend?
I was going to say, I'm like, how much do you think that like it really cost them to go to Egypt? Because do you have to pay to get a port key? Or if they just apparated?
Oh, yeah.
I think you could just set up your
a port key fee.
But, like, how much, how
there is like a department. There is, like, a department at the ministry for port keys. So.
But I feel like they monitor them rather than pay, like, get payment. I'm just,
so maybe they, as much as, like, they had to pay for, like, some
stuff
when they got there.
Like, you gotta pay for your flu powder. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Porky's can be anything.
But I'm thinking, like, maybe
they actually just get to save along a lot apparated
of,
a bunch.
Well, maybe they get to save a lot of their money anyways, because it didn't cost them that much. Because, like, how much would a plane ticket roughly be?
Well, he got a new wand and everything.
Well,
yes, I'm just thinking, like, in my mind, like, what did they actually have to pay for to get to Egypt?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that 9 Weasleys to go to Egypt is costing less than 2 Swish and Flick podcast hosts to go to England.
Yeah, but, like, they wouldn't have to pay for Bill because he's already there.
So 8.
Still. And then I guarantee you Charlie was like, you're not paying for me to go. I'll just meet you there.
I bet he was too, yeah.
So that's 7.
7?
Yeah.
This Bell. It's not you. Me. It's not me.
Trader Bell's.
Go ahead. Sure it's you.
Whatever. I don't want to hear it.
Fozzie's crying because y'all are.
Sorry, Fozzie. I love you. So Ron has a little bit more on his letter. It's about his present. Harry, this is a pocket sneakoscope. If there's someone untrustworthy around, it's supposed to light up and spin. Bill says it's rubbish, sold for wizard tourists, and isn't reliable because it kept lighting up at dinner last night. But he didn't realize Fred and George had put beetles in his soup.
Wonder why.
Or was Scabbers also at dinner?
Oh, he was. And the sneakoscope is not spinning now, but it spins at Hogwarts.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it spins on the train.
Yeah. And doesn't stop.
Yeah, it never stops. I don't
foreshadowing. What is that?
So what is a pocket sneakoscope? It's a dark detector that looks like a glass spinning top. It lights up and spins and whistles if someone's doing something untrustworthy. It was invented in the 18th century by Edgar Strugler?
Mm-hmm.
Straugler?
Mm-hmm.
We know this because his chocolate frog card is found in the Philosopher's Stone and Chamber of Secrets video games. Also, his portrait is on the 6th floor of Hogwarts, guarding a secret passageway that Harry used in 1993. Password, someone say that word.
Surreptitiousness.
Okay.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Do you think that the sneakoscope and that little like mirror thing that Mad-Eye have are similar-ish?
Well, they're both dark detectors, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're similar.
Well, that answered that.
I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you have a variety of things that can be used to detect.
A variety?
Duck things.
That's in a song from Wicked.
Okay.
All right, so on to Hermione's package.
Herm.
Can I ask one question?
No.
Please do it in an English accent.
I can't.
Don't do that to her.
I have faith in you.
So there was a wrapped card, wrapped present, a card, and a letter from Herm.
Dear Harry.
Oh, God.
Harry.
That's Jim Dale's Hermione voice. Ron wrote to me and told me about his phone call to your Uncle Vernon. I do hope you're all right. I don't know what the heck this was. I'm on holiday in France at the moment, and I didn't know how I was going to send this to you. What if they'd opened it at customs? But then Hedwig turned up. I think she wanted to make sure you got something for your birthday for a change. I bought your present by owl order, which there was an advertisement in the Daily Prophet. I've been getting it delivered. It's so good to keep up with what's going on in the wizarding world. Did you see that picture of Ron and his family a week ago? I bet he's learning loads. I'm really jealous. The ancient Egyptian wizards were fascinating. There's some interesting local history of witchcraft here, too. I've rewritten my whole History of Magic essay to include some of the things I've found out. I hope it's not too long. It's 2 rolls of parchment more than Professor Binns asked for. Ron says he's going to be in London in the last week of the holidays. Can you make it? Will your aunt and uncle let you come? I really hope you can. If not, I'll see you on the Hogwarts Express on September 1st. Love from Hermione.
Herm.
What
I used to always think that I could do like a good British accent, and I don't think I can. P.S. Ron says Percy's head boy. I'll bet Percy's really pleased. Ron doesn't seem too happy about it.
All I'm going to say about your accent is your wife left pretty hard.
I love you. Uh-huh.
I couldn't do it, so props to you.
Apologies to our listeners across the pond.
Tell me ways I can improve my British accent.
We don't
accent.
Do this out of like anything but love.
No, absolutely.
I literally am just accent. Obsessed with British accents.
Yeah.
I just love a good
Yours
Irish accent.
Yours is like way better than mine would even be, though. Like, I'm not going to lie. Mine would probably sound just garbage.
That's why garbage. I didn't do it. So what's Hermione's present? A broomstick servicing kit. Harry thinks it's going to be this big, heavy book, and out pops this amazing gift. And he's even like, wow, Hermione.
Wow, which is Hermione? Like,
this is one of those weird quotes. I don't know why, but I think of it all the time. Yeah. Wow, all Hermione. The time.
It's wow, really, Hermione. It's a standout quote.
Yeah, I can just like feel his emotion and like surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's two ways that I read him saying it.
He whispers.
And it's either like, wow, Hermione, or like wow, in Hermione. Awe, where he's like, wow, Hermione.
I like the first one.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
But it's either he's, like, in awe that he, like, can't believe it, or he's just, like, so excited.
I like the first one.
Wow, so excited.
Wow.
Wow, Herm. Wow. Wait till I show this to McG.
Tiffany,
that's on camera. So inside is a large jar of Fleetwood's high-finish handle polish, a pair of gleaming silver tail twig clippers, a tiny brass compass to clip on your broom for long journeys, and a handbook of do-it-yourself broom care.
Doing it yourself. Do it yourself. Broom care.
Pregnancy has We're made you really sassy.
We're gonna cut the broom. We're gonna make sure it's good to fly.
DIY.
Brooms. Get yourself a broom, and then you're gonna fly.
You can find it on the DIY network.
Oh.
Alrighty, Roo.
It's blue.
It's blue.
Alrighty, Roo.
It's the it's best blue. Part of the podcast.
Hey, we call our cat Alrighty, Roo.
I call him Rookaroo.
Rookaroo. Alrighty, Roo.
We're going to talk about what Hagrid gave to Harry for his birthday.
So weird.
Hey, Sarah, what did he give Harry for his birthday?
A present.
What kind of present? What is the present?
This is why some people hate us.
Is it wrapped in brown paper? Brown!
So Harry's last gift is from my main man, Hagrid.
What?
It's wrapped in a brown paper bag. Not bag, but like
it's coming in a lifesack.
And even as I was writing my notes like 2 days ago, I was like, I know I'm going to say it's in a brown paper bag, but it's not. It's just wrapped in brown paper.
I love that you knew yourself well enough and you still did it anyway.
And I didn't write any of that in my notes. So it's wrapped in brown paper with Hagrid's scrawl on top. Whatever Harry spies under the paper after he's ripped the top off of it, it's green and leathery.
Can we just stop for a moment and think about how different
this
is than the book in the movie?
I know. Reading this, I
did not remember.
Different.
Did anybody remember?
No.
Because I texted you guys, and I was like, I totally didn't remember this.
Completely different.
Oi.
So, before he unwraps it completely, the object gives a shiver and a loud snap, like it has jaws. Whoa there, Hagrid. Whatcha sending Harry?
Whatcha?
You know, it's kind of scary.
Tis true.
So knowing that Hagrid has a different meaning of dangerous than Harry and others, Harry finishes opening the package with trepidation. It snaps a second time, and he gets ready with lamp in hand, just in case whatever the present may be decides to attack him. But it falls out, and it's a book. Wait?
What?
Just a book? Oh, but it's not any ordinary book, though. It has a handsome green cover with a golden title emblazoned upon it, The Monster Book of Monsters. And it flips onto its edges and scurries along the bed like an odd crab. And then it topples off the bed with a loud noise and scurries across the floor and hides under Harry's desk.
That's literally what it says. It says, like, some weird crab.
No, she's like an odd crab. But you said scurries, and it's one of my favorite words, scuttles.
Well, I didn't want to copy it exactly from the book, so it's
scuttles. Whoa, what a swim.
Oh, I know.
Thank you for getting my reference.
We all do weird things from Disney movies, because then I can also do the lady from Monsters, Inc., which we've discovered.
That's Roz. True. I do a really mean Scuttle.
I do a great Roz.
You do a great Roz. It's just good stuff.
Wazowski, you didn't file your paperwork. Let's go back to the podcast and talk about this wonderful book. All right?
Ouch. This hit my funny bone. So Harry goes to get it out from under there, under the desk. So he kind of like gets down on his hands and knees. And so he reaches for the book, but the book bites back and manages to get past Harry. But Harry was quicker because he's a seeker. And he gets on top of it. So he's got the book. He's holding it close to him. He pulls out a belt from his dresser whilst keeping the book tight. He buckles the belt around the book, but the book does not enjoy that at all. So he reaches for the card as he has the book now safely closed, essentially, bound and gagged, and he reads the card. It says, "Dear Harry, happy birthday. Think you might find this useful for next year. Won't say no more here. Tell you when I see you. Hope the muggles are treating you right. All the best, Hagrid."
I'm changing the end of the podcast. Hope the muggles are treating you right.
So trying not to think too hard about the book and why he might need it, he puts Hagrid's letter with Ron and Hermione's and picks up his Hogwarts letter. And it's a little thicker than usual, probably doing its squats, I would guess.
Wow.
He read the bit of parchment closed within the envelope, and I'm going to read it.
Did you just say that the envelope was working out?
I don't know what's happening with my voice right now.
I said it was doing its squats.
It took me a really long, long moment to understand what you were saying.
Because the envelope was thicker, so it was doing its squats.
I just need to say...
You just now got that?
I was sitting here wondering what she was talking about.
Beverly said, "Harry is so resourceful. Slytherin would have helped him on his way to greatness."
All right, so it says, "Dear Mr. Potter, please note that the new school year will begin on September the 1st. The Hogwarts Express will leave from King's Cross Station, platform 9 3/4, at 11 o'clock. Third years are permitted to visit the village of Hogsmeade at certain weekends. Please give the enclosed permission form to your parent or guardian to sign. Our list of books for next year is enclosed. Yours sincerely, Professor M. McGee, Deputy Headmistress."
I spit all over myself.
Lucky
I like you guys.
He pulls a permission slip from form out, and his grin is now gone.
Aww. Sad tweet.
So he would love to visit Hogsmeade, because let's be honest, who wouldn't? But he worried that he would have to convince, how would he convince the Vern and Petunia to sign his slip? Realizing the time, Harry decides, you know what? I'm going to leave this worrying for another day. Crosses one more day off his little list before before returning to Hogwarts. He's one day closer, one day more. And he settles into his bed, takes his glasses off, and the last thing he sees before closing his little peepers are the three birthday cards he got. Harry finally feels a little normal because he is glad that it's his birthday. Not for long, though. What's happening in the next chapter? We shall find out.
I don't know.
Tune in next time for
Aunt Marge's big mistake.
Who's Aunt Marge? We'll find out.
Lightning bolt run.
Let's ask some questions and we might give you some answers.
That was nice.
You're welcome.
What would you have tied the Monster Book of Monsters up with?
I wouldn't have thought of that at all.
What would you have done?
I don't know.
Beat it senseless?
I would have sat on it and yelled for Meg and said, "What do I do?"
Megan, this book is bothering me.
You'd be like, "Me." I'd be like, "Megan, this book's being mean to me."
I was like, so shocked that you did that.
Megan, it nipped me.
It's so nippy. It's the nippiest nip of the book.
Nip it back. I will say this.
What do you got handy?
Typically, I feel like I would have put it. I would have put it in Hedwig's cage.
That's nice.
No, okay. But you're you. You're you, not Harry.
Oh.
Yeah, in your real life. I have an answer.
I have an answer.
You go, Miss Tiffany.
Miss Clifton, anybody? No?
Nope.
No?
Family
guy? Bueller.
I always wear a robe in the morning and it hangs in my bedroom, so I'd rip the little thingy off of that and tie it on up. I don't wear belts.
I'm not a belt wearer, I typically have medical supplies because I work in a hospital. So if I don't have like tape on me, I have like a co-band kind of thing, which sticks to itself.
Yeah.
And I would probably, that's honestly fun fact. I don't wear brown. It's a little random, but I have my Hogwarts costume that's all brown clothes. And clearly I bought it all way too big to fit pillows in it to make me look more like Hagrid. And I have that wrapped with co-band because I'm like, I have nothing else to wrap this around.
Oh my gosh.
But that's, I would use most likely medical supplies.
I'm gonna go ahead, sorry.
I was, before you said it, I was literally thinking maybe tape, because that's the only thing like in that moment I would have thought of
tape.
Yeah, that's what I thought of, because we have a giant
like tape gun.
Yeah, we have an actual like tape
or gun. I also have like four robes in my room. I wore one today. I wore an Ewok robe to Tiffany's school.
Maybe would have just thrown the damn thing outside.
That's a swear.
No. Maybe I would have locked it in a room and then like thought more.
Would you stabbed it?
No. With a basilisk fang.
Horcruxes be gone.
Why you all get like really offended about it, me stabbing a
I don't know, I may have.
Well, you are Slytherin.
Side note.
We know they're all evil.
It's gonna sound really dumb, but it's literally the monster book of monsters. It's a monster itself. That just never clicked. I thought it was just a cool title.
Until just the second, or
until
re-read?
I read it. Reread. It's literally a monster.
Yeah,
it's the monster book of monsters.
Really?
Just like the literalness of it didn't hit me until this reread. Yeah,
really.
Sometimes I'm dumb.
Really.
No.
That's sometimes. Why you're not a Ravenclaw. You have to be smart to be a Ravenclaw.
I am not a Ravenclaw.
Got thrown off by the way it was like crab-like. Maybe you thought it was the crabbiest book of crabs.
I just didn't like... Yeah, maybe that's it. No.
And I hate crab. So
crab is so good.
Get out.
Sorry.
Nah, I don't like crab.
Me some crab cakes.
I literally don't eat anything that swims in the ocean or a lake.
I have an expert, question.
Out, my friend. Have you tried it later in life?
Yes.
You gotta try stuff.
If anyone. No. You don't. She doesn't try things like a normal human being if you've ever seen the episode.
I try shrimp cocktail every single year because I'd never know.
Wait.
Hate it always. But I try it every year.
Well, here's the thing. I don't like shrimp. I love shrimp. Hate shrimp cocktail because I don't want my shrimp to be cold. Mm. If you've ever seen the episode of SpongeBob SquarePants, when Squidward tries a Krabby Patty for the first time and he takes a third of a Tic Tac sized bite of a Krabby Patty,
that zooms into his teeth.
That is how Megan tries anything, any food.
That's accurate.
She'll like tap it to her tongue.
Well, I have to like.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I have to lick it first.
You have to lick it first.
Yeah. So that I can get the taste on my tongue and see if I'll maybe like it.
I take full on real girl bites. I have a question that pertains to Harry Potter.
Hurry.
All right. Imagine you're the Weasleys.
Okay.
You have won.
Yep.
700 galleons. You cannot go to England.
Okay.
Or the UK or anywhere in the United States. Where would you go?
I would do a tour of the Asian Disneys.
Okay.
I'd go to Tokyo Disney, Shanghai, and Hong Kong Disney.
Okay.
Canada.
Would you really go to Canada?
No, I
wouldn't
go to Canada.
Not saying anything against Canada, because I've been there. That's why I'm saying
I've been there. It's just easier to get there than other
Correct.
Places.
Correct. Especially because close.
Well, I thought Australia, but everything kills you down there.
Oh, you know,
you just ruined mine.
That's what
ruin it. We can go together.
I don't want to go because there's crazy stuff.
Yeah, you're going to get hit in the face by a kangaroo.
I think they have like the world's biggest spiders.
I know. But no, you're correct.
I was thinking I don't want to go anywhere cold. I don't know.
I've
always wanted to go to Vancouver, though, speaking of Canada.
Yeah. I really want to go to Toronto soon. Whale watching really freaks me out.
Yeah. It does me too.
Really freaks me out.
Awesome. Not Katie. We'll let's go to Australia.
I would love. That's my next right now, that's the plan is my next
trip. Is
my big huge trip. I'm going to take a month off with my best friend, and we're going to go to
a month.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa,
we're going to take a whole of December.
Make
she's planning it
during that time too,
and she's gonna we're gonna go to Australia and New Zealand. Okay. It's a long flight from Ohio there. It's a long.
It's like a day
flight.
It's basically a day.
Shout out to Kelly, who's done it many a time.
I don't know how Kelly does it as often as she does.
Go, Kelly, go.
Our friend Kelly, for anybody who doesn't know, lives in Australia.
But I would like to go. Well, I would like to go there. I'd like to go. I'd love to travel. I mean, I love to travel. I'd like to see South America.
I literally want to travel, like, almost everywhere.
Yeah, I think I'd want to use it. If I didn't use it in Australia, I'd want to do, like, all the other European
places. The Netherlands and stuff.
Oh, Amsterdam.
Yeah, I'd love to go to Amsterdam. I'd like to go to Denmark.
I
want to
go to Prague.
Sweden. Yes. Yeah.
I want to go to Germany.
Yes, yeah. Germany.
You owe me a Coke.
I think of beer and pretzels, and I really want to eat and drink all of it.
I also really want to go to, like, the Thailand area. I want to go to, like, the Lantern Festival in Thailand.
Ooh. That'd be pretty.
It's, like, Tangled, but in
I would
real
honestly
life.
Love to go to Africa. I'd love to do.
I love to see. I want to see some safari. Authentic stuff. I want to see your culture. I want to see your everyday life. I want to see even your special holidays. Because that's usually all we learn about other cultures is, like, their special holidays. But, I want to see your everyday living, too.
Yeah.
I want to see what that looks like.
And eat their good food.
Yes, give me your food.
I always joke around.
Question. If you won 700 galleons and you decided to go to Africa for whatever reason, like to do a safari, but then you had the opportunity to go to South Africa, would you go cage diving with great white sharks?
Mm-hmm. Hard no, but I would go to Africa to poach poachers.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah, I would love to poach some poachers.
Oh, me too.
Sorry, you don't need to be killing big game.
Sarah, would you go cage diving?
I don't like the ocean at all.
Neither do I.
So, no.
No, I mean, I like to look at sharks through glass.
My thing is, like, not that I don't love even the like ocean. I'm not down with that. To look at it from afar. I will even go in it a little bit.
I don't really.
A little bit over the summer.
That doesn't bother me, but, like, being by giant fish, no. I have a horror. It's giving me anxiety.
Guys,
and
fun
I'm not
fact.
Anywhere near.
Fun fact about Megan, I do not swim in the ocean.
Yeah. You don't even dip your toes?
A little, but it freaks me out. I have to, like, wear shoes.
When I went to visit them, when they did their Disney program, I was like, I really want to go to the beach. When I go to the beach, I want to go in the water. Little did I know, no, they don't go in the water. And then they also like to feed the seagulls.
Katie does,
what
not me.
What is wrong with you? Mine?
I learned my lesson that
she
day.
She threw,
they will attack
fact,
you.
A Tic-Tac-sized piece of bread to the seagulls, and as she throws it, I literally was like, no!
It was like a movie, slow motion. Literally had my hands or my arms over my head on my towel for like 5 minutes. These seagulls
were rats with wings. It was even longer than that.
The rats with wings.
It was so scary.
Would you shark diving?
No. Yeah, okay.
She no.
Dip her
it brings
toes
me
in.
Anxiety. Such no. anxiety.
Though
know
I have to say,
like on a boat.
And this only has to do with the ocean, but I've been watching the Bucket List Family, and a lot of the things that they do on their travels is like ocean related, and it's making me want to try it, but it still gives me serious anxiety. Like the fact that I can watch the Bucket List Family and little five-year-old Dorothy can dive with sharks and I can't even like put my feet in the water. I'm like, I'm so pathetic. This little girl and her brother, who is like 2, went diving with nurse sharks. I know that like that's like they're super nice sharks and everything, but I wouldn't do that.
I think that if I was covered from head to toe, I could do it. Like if I had a wetsuit on and my hands are covered, my feet were like every inch of me
bite through that.
No, I would
not
like,
no, that's fine.
Metal.
But I don't want them
that's
to,
fine
like,
that they bite through it.
No, what I'm saying is, I mean, if you're gonna die from a shark bite, you're gonna die. You know what I mean? Like
sure.
If that's how I'm gonna die, whatever. But what I mean by that is, like, if I'm swimming, like if you're going like coral reef diving stuff like that, and there's fish around you, I just don't want to feel them.
You know what
I don't want to.
My dad did that to my mom when they went snorkeling. He threw the food around her because he thought it'd be funny, and they bumped all over her. Like they didn't hurt her or anything, but
no,
she
oh my God,
lost
I,
it.
And people that swim with dolphins, they're beautiful. Whatever, really freaks me out.
What
would you say?
Look at my bear,
to Hagrid. In that moment,
in what moment?
getting the book.
What are you doing?
I would be like,
WTF,
what
man.
What are you thinking?
Well, I love how, I loved how in the book it said, like, Harry's like, well, Hagrid would never purposefully send me anything dangerous. Well, it's
because his idea of dangerous, like, Hagrid's idea of dangerous is different from a lot of other people's.
True.
You know. Fan story?
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
We have fans?
Yeah.
The best ones. This week comes from Sarah.
Yeah.
Litvatus? Sure.
I'm going to say I'm sorry that I can't pronounce names. She says, I wanted to first thank you for the wonderful, inclusive, and hilarious community you've created through your podcast. I started listening to your podcast last summer when I first found out I was pregnant, and I thought doing a reread of the Potter books while pregnant would be such a nice way to spend the next 9 months doing something I enjoyed before my life got chaotic. I first fell in love with the series in the fifth grade when the school librarian let me skip the wait list for the book. Since I spent so much time in the library, she knew I would read it quickly, even quickly enough that nobody would know. I jumped the wait. Since then, I've read the series countless times, but this latest reread was my favorite. I would read aloud some of my favorite passages, hoping my little baby could hear me and appreciate the twins' jokes or Dumbledore's wisdom. While reading book 7, my contractions started during Lupin's announcement about Teddy being born. What? I knew I wasn't going to be able to finish the book before my little guy arrived, but I certainly tried. A few hours later, my son, Harrison, Harry for short, was born. I haven't had a chance to read the rest of book 7 in the 3 weeks since he was born, but we've been continuing to listen to the podcast during our late night feedings. I can't wait to read the story to him at bedtime in a few years and see if he ever asks about getting a Hogwarts letter on his 11th birthday. Attached is the photo of my Harry with his hair looking like he just came from Quidditch practice, a hairstyle I'm hoping he never outgrows. Thank you for your wonderful podcast and all the best to Tiffany in her remaining weeks of pregnancy. Sincerely, another Sarah from Ravenclaw.
Sarah, thank you for your well wishes.
Also, Sarah, I want to say the other picture.
Sarah. Oh my god,
the picture that was attached was so cute,
freaking adorable.
Yes,
Harrison. Thank you so much.
We can only hope that Tiffany's little human is going to look half as cute.
Well, we're just hoping it's human.
Also, I just want to say that your baby's my favorite because, like, it's basically almost Remus's child. I mean, it came, you know, at the same time you were reading about that. So,
dude, you're a Sarah that's a Ravenclaw. So how freaking awesome are you?
Do you have spare time to do a podcast?
I think that you have
best. Do you have alias name for us?
Some advice on that. Will she have any time to do this?
Oi. All right. What y'all up to?
Nothing.
So
Sarah likes to go laugh.
I do. I always like to say fun things that I'm doing in my life.
Yeah, we know.
Katie and I are on another podcast called Grown Up Kids, a Disney podcast, where we are doing a watch of all of the Disney movies in chronological order. We just finished up the Song of the South, which was an interesting one.
We finished another one after that.
We did, but that's the one that's out. I guess we'll also have
Fun and Fancy Free.
Yep. Which is about
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey, the pauper Mickey, and how he, oh, Beanstalk. Mickey and the Beanstalk.
That is one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was cute.
I'm really excited. I don't think I've ever seen it.
No, I love that.
It's Fun and Fancy Free.
I used to watch it all the time. I can, like, quote it.
Did you watch Bongo the Bear beforehand?
No. Come on. Mickey and the Beanstalk.
No.
Oh, neat. Yes. Pancakes piled up till they reach the sky.
Yeah, that's the Hufflepuff theme song.
I love it. It's one of my favorites. Don't look at me that way.
This is going to be a moment where the people are going to be like, whoa.
Well, you know, you're on a podcast with me, so.
You're on a podcast with Tiffany.
Prep your ears.
Sometimes she's loud, but we still love her.
Prep your ears. So she's like
the Gryffindor can be loud.
So go find us at Grown Up Kids Pod on Twitter and Instagram
and Facebook.
She tried. Grown Up Kids Podcast. They talk about Disney stuff. Yes.
What's Disney?
Exactly.
I'm going to shout out something different than we usually do. Me and Meg have an Etsy shop. called Akio Designs. We have some pretty cool stuff on there, like a bunch of cool Harry Potter posters
from the Wizarding World.
They design things and sell them for you to put on your walls,
Fozzie,
or wherever you want
it.
Them to be.
He just left because Sarah started.
He's like, no, I'm not about this life.
So just search Akio Designs for in the stores on Etsy, and you'll find us.
Yeah, some fun stuff on there.
True.
Hashtag don't intoxicate and apparate.
True. That's very true.
Our most popular poster.
I am on an all video games podcast called Box Trick. And
it's all about Pokemon
and other things.
Right now, it's all about Pokemon. So
gotta
we're going to
catch them all. Pokemon.
Mine. They also like to do other video games.
Do it. I'm not
such as Nintendo,
The Legend of Zelda,
and Mario.
And video games. Playing your video games.
Is that it for that one?
And Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, where you throw the gnomes.
I don't do that one.
Flipendo! Right.
So yeah, Box Trick. Doing a playthrough of the original Pokemon Red and Blue. So we go gym by gym. Yep. And then I'm also on an all Star Wars podcast called Rebel Watch.
Rebel Watch. It's not as good as BB-8 Radio, but it's still good.
And we're doing Rebel Watch in general is doing a lot of amazing things. The portion that I'm on is called A Journey Through Star Wars, where I'm learning all that I can with my friend eKirk2006, hashtag the other Huffle.
They talk about Star Wars all day, every day.
Okay, Sarah, what are you doing besides being insane?
Sarah's on BB-8 Radio.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little thing.
It's shallow and dry.
We like to stay shallow and dry. Actually, we've kind of been reading fan fiction. I think that's what we're going to be doing.
You should read Star Wars Harry Potter crossover fan fiction.
It might happen. But I'm also trying to live a life free of talking to any other human being. It's not going well.
But, you're failing right now really bad.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But you know, every day I get stronger and I talk a little less, which is a lot.
What?
You're not talking anymore, you're just singing everything.
Yeah. I'm gonna sing everything for the rest of my life.
I don't
What if you did though?
Would be her curse.
I would be.
Wait, why are you not singing?
I would be homeless with no friends because they would all be sick of me singing everything. They'd be like, please. Shut up. We can't listen to you sing all the words.
Oh, gosh.
All the words.
All right. Let's...
All the words.
Y'all all the words. You're killing me.
Guys, don't let the muggles get you down. Because this is Swish and Flick Radio.
Edit that out.
This is too much.
So that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And don't let the muggles get you down.
Get you down.
Edit her
get
out.
Get you down.
Get you down. Don't you let down. The muggles get you down.
Get you down.
Get you down.
Get you down. Amazing! Just my voice. Like, I'm on my second reread.
Like crying
within the past like 2 weeks.
Are you listening to it?
Yes.
That's not reading.
Yes, it is. It's reading with your ears.
I need to like see it. I'm more of a visual person. Like it goes in one ear and out the other, 90 times out of 10.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.